From Tidbits on November 9th, 2009, this is the audio version of Fix Snow Leopard's Screen Sharing Black Screen Bug, written by Glenn Fleischman. Snow Leopard shipped with a major bug in its otherwise improved screen sharing program. When connecting to many remote systems using Apple's screen sharing feature, the remote screen initially appears black. Selecting either View, Full Quality, or View, Adaptive Quality, even if one of those options is already selected, typically clears the broken state. When connecting to remote VNC servers, some people see white screens instead. For more details, see Solve Snow Leopard's Screen Sharing Bug, September 7, 2009. Tidbits contributor Chris Pepper pointed me to a potential solution at macOS 10 Hints. The anonymously submitted advice is to change the screen sharing program's mode setting to 32 bits. To make this change, follow these steps. 1. In the Finder, go to Go to Folder. 2. Enter /system/library/core services and click OK. 3. Select the screen sharing application and press Command I to bring up the Get Info window. 4. Check the Open in 32-bit mode box and close the window. The next time the program is launched, it operates in 32-bit mode, which apparently solves the problem. I tested this change, and for two of the three systems I connect to remotely, both of them running Snow Leopard, the fix worked. No more black screen. A third system running Leopard continues to show a black screen and requires toggling the View menu selection. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Glenn Fleischman. Thanks for listening.